Welcome to Martial Arts and Crafts. I'm Sarah Deacon. I'm a mom, an artist, a black belt martial artist, life coach, and inspirer of others. In this podcast, we explore different topics related to physical and mental health, habits for success, intentional mindset shifts, and so much more. You're here because you're ready to tap into more of your potential and make a bigger impact in your life. So let's get moving. Thank you again for joining me. Today's topic is kind of fun. Again, we have the fake it till you make it phrase because, of course, this one's got to be good. We got to dive in deep because it must be true because it rhymes, right? So obviously it's a very, very important lesson because we made a rhyme out of it. Fake it till you make it, right? So today I'm going to talk about confidence. What does that look like? What does making it even look like, right? How do we fake it unless we know what it is? So take a minute and think about someone you know who is like super confident, doesn't ever seem to let anything hold them back or bring them down. They show up, they're on purpose, they know what they're talking about most, if not all of the time that you encounter them. And I just want you to think about that person. You got them in your head, right? Think about it. So you would probably call that person confident, right? And maybe if you're anything like me, you look at that person. I've got somebody in my mind as well. You look at that person and you think, man, who am I even to be sharing the same space? Like, how am I even close to this level, right? Just being in their presence, talking with them, learning from them. It's something called imposter syndrome. It's a real thing. There's plenty out there about it. Imposter syndrome is when, you know, I am not confident in who I am and the capabilities or expertise that I have, but I'm in a group of people or a position in which I have to be, or I have to, I'm expected to have that authority or presence or information, right? But I feel out of place. And especially if there is like a spotlight, if I have to give a speech or make a presentation or even bring my voice out in a group, right? I'm expecting myself to know what I'm talking about, to have a grasp on that authority, right? But deep inside, I feel like I'm out of place. I'm faking it. I'm not the right person for this particular role. And it causes a lot of anxiety, right? Because one day, of course, somebody will inevitably find out that I am human. And of course, then they will loudly point out how much of a fraud I am. They'll call me a liar, imposter, most likely very publicly. And then I will die. you know, because somebody will most certainly chuck me out an airlock or something. Imposter syndrome, right? because I have chosen to execute some sort of grand deception in this space, in this role, right? And somebody's going to call me out. That's the fear, right? I'm going to get called out. You don't know what you're talking about. What are you even doing here? Go back to where you belong. Ooh, I felt that one. Ooh. Yeah. So I have felt it. I feel it a lot, especially in my business life. And, sometimes even among other parents at school and things like that. So, right. I am right here with you on this imposter syndrome. And I do believe that we all kind of struggle with this imposter syndrome to a certain degree. For some, that shows up like perfectionism. I have to get everything right. I have to show up perfectly. I have to have my hair done. I have to have my makeup perfect. I have to have the right clothes. And I have to make sure that my words are exactly right. And I don't have any typos and I don't have any mistakes and I don't have any run-on sentences. And I don't, oh wait, that was just a run-on sentence. I can't put anything out there until I'm sure it's perfect. What that does holds me back from taking action, making a decision, right? So we think maybe if it's perfectionism, we think we need to be a certain way, show up a certain way, act a certain way, dress a certain way, whatever it is, perform perfectly to be accepted and deserving of love, admiration, even just our seat at the table, right? For others, imposter syndrome means that we say no, maybe more than we want to. We say no to things that maybe we really want, invitations we really want to accept, because we think it's out of our league, or we envision ourselves being there and, you know, standing alone against the wall and not having anybody to talk to. We think it's, you know, it's above, it's too far above us, too far ahead of where we determine that we ourselves are. We don't take that trip. We don't accept the promotion. We don't ask that amazing person out on a date. So we find ourselves attached to what other people think, and we don't entirely believe the fact that not every opinion holds the same amount of weight. Let me say that again. Not every opinion holds the same amount of weight. We give a lot of weight to our own estimation and opinion, and we also don't quite trust ourselves. That's a little confusing, but really, like, what are we looking to? Are we looking to someone outside to evaluate and assess us? Because if we are, then why not accept the invitation? Why not, you know, appreciate the likes and hearts on that bit of content that we were afraid to post because we said something that we thought was dumb? So we put a lot of stock into those outside opinions. And at the same time, we're dumping a lot of pressure and putting a lot of pressure on our own evaluation, self-evaluation inside, internally. I feel like a fake. I feel like a fraud. It has to be perfect. It's out of my league. So we believe those, even though we're getting the invitations, even though we're being offered these opportunities from outside, we still judge the potential outside judgment and shame as carrying greater weight than the invitation and acceptance that's actually really there. Now, whether you want to call it imposter syndrome, lack of confidence, perfectionism, playing small, making excuses, limiting beliefs, whatever it is, actually just our old friend, fear, showing up again, fear of rejection, fear of failure, fear of success even, fear of letting someone else down, fear of letting ourselves down. It's fear. It's fear of something. What is the best way to conquer fear? We've talked about this before. Courage. My very first episode was on courage. That was over a year ago, friends. Remember, courage is not the absence of fear. Having courage doesn't mean that we don't feel afraid. What courage means, what courage gives us, is that ability to know, to acknowledge that even though I'm afraid, that I am afraid, I feel afraid, I'm holding fear, even though I have this happening to me, this fear coming up, even though there's fear, I'm not going to let it stop me from doing what I really want or being who I truly am. Courage is that decision, that choice that says, I'm going to do it anyway because I think this fear whatever is coming up in the context of this imposter syndrome, this, you know, this context, whatever's coming up, whatever that fear feeling is, it's different than you should be legit afraid, right? This is that uncomfortable fear feeling like, yeah, I don't want to do it because of some outside judgment, some internal assessment of myself. That's that prickle of fear. That's that signal to tell you that maybe pushing through that is actually for your higher good. So choose. That is where courage lives, in that choice to say, yep, there's fear there. Let's look at this fear. Let's sit with this fear a minute. Let's assess this fear. What is it? Is it a legitimate fear? Something that is really, you know, my gut trying to warn me away from a bad or toxic situation? Because that, listen to that fear, right? If it's the other kind of fear, I'm limiting myself. I don't believe I have it in me to do this, that, or the other thing. That one, sit with it. Say, yep, I see you. I am not going to let you, fear, limit me in this case, because I think what's on the other side is going to be better. So I'm not going to let it stop me. I'm not going to let the fear stop me from that deeper, deeper intuition that this is really for my higher good, for my higher self, from some higher call, some purpose that I am meant for. In this context, making that choice, having the courage to make that choice, to step through the fear, I think fake it till you make it can become this incredibly powerful tool, a really valuable piece of advice that you should definitely try out. Because it's not actually faking something from this place of manipulation or sabotage, if you will. Rather, it is trying on a way of being that maybe you're really interested in integrating into yourself. So it's this trying on to see if it fits, to see if you like it, to see what about it is attractive and not attractive, what works, what doesn't work. This faking it is similar to that trying on a different type of clothing or, you know, something to see how well it fits. You get to decide that you want to be that kind of person. So you fake it for a while, you put on the costume. So you begin to do the things that kind of person would do. You try it out, you fake it. Say, well, I'm just going to pretend that I am a disciplined and consistent person. I'm going to pretend that I'm organized this week. And you try it out and maybe it'll work. And maybe, like my organizational skills, it won't. But trying it on from this place of curiosity, of interest in expanding yourself, it's not manipulation. It's not inauthentic. It's not harmful to other people if it's coming from this place of desire for growth from within, right? Eventually, you fake it for a little while, and like discipline, in my experience, the more I practiced being a disciplined person, the more I faked it. Like, yep, I am disciplined. So I show up on time. I post consistently. We're still working on that one. The more I show that I am disciplined in these various small aspects of my life, the more that I become disciplined. And then it's no longer faking. It is the making, right? Eventually, you become that kind of person that you want to be. because you're doing the things that kind of person would do. You're making those just slightly different choices, showing up, faking it, telling yourself that story. Well, I'm not really that kind of person, but I can pretend to be this kind of person for this purpose because I want to do X, Y, or Z. So you start to become that kind of person, and it gets even better because you become that kind of person and then some, because that person becomes you, and you are wonderful. Faking it is another way of describing courage in action. When you're used to living life a certain way with a specific group of people around, performing certain habits, going through the same routines, making the same choices that lead to the same behaviors you've always had, doing something different feels insane. It feels like risking death. Honestly, because making a different choice, forming a new relationship, or taking any action at all outside of the ones you've already experienced means that you're about to step out into uncharted territory. And in all the old maps, that's where dragons be. So even a small change in habit, small change in attitude can be absolutely terrifying. It can paralyze you, honestly, because you have no idea how that one small change in a more authentic direction will ripple out into your comfortable little world with all its structures and stories already so well defined. When you do decide to try out a new passion from your heart, maybe you will totally fake it for a little while to see what might be possible on the other side. Because that feels like less of a risk, right? Telling yourself, I'm just trying this out. Oh, I'm faking it till I make it. I'm just going to fake it till I make it, right? It feels less risky. You're taking some of that pressure off. Now, I have another episode that I've talked about the word try and do or do not. There is no try, our old friend. But really, like, this is that the other side of that, right? The nuance in it. If it comes down to telling yourself that you're doing this just to try it out and actually taking that action, if it comes down to a choice between doing that or staying the same and not doing anything, then take the try. Take the try, do that thing, because the choice is not always between going full in, diving head first and feeling that risk that feels like death. It's not always between that and nothing, because that risk, that big change, that can feel so scary that it can paralyze you. You won't do anything and you'll stay in nothing. You'll stay in the same. So when you relieve some of that pressure and say, well, let me just fake it till I make it and we'll see what happens. Let me just try this on and see how it fits. Sometimes it will, sometimes it won't. Sometimes, like me the other day, you'll try it on in the store, get it home and say, yeah, this, I'm really excited to wear this. You put it on at home and it's like totally different than what it looked like in the store. So yeah, sometimes that happens. That's okay, right? Because even if you totally fake it for a little while, you're still flexing that muscle of taking a step, taking an action, because you'll start to feel what it might be like, what might be possible on the other side, because you're not putting so much pressure on yourself by saying, yeah, fake it till you make it. But even in this process, you do end up flexing that muscle. You use your courage to try that new thing, to take that small action. and in this sense that even that requires a certain level of courage. If you take the risk to fake it as you explore a new avenue of opportunity and growth, and then keep showing up consistently over time with discipline, you know, eventually you might find you no longer feel like an imposter. You can call yourself a podcaster or a blogger or whatever it is that you are striving to be, an expert. Ooh, that one gives me chills, right? I'm afraid. I'm so afraid to call myself an expert. There's so much I need to learn. How can I be an expert? Yeah, I'm still sitting with that one, right? But you feel like less of an imposter. I don't feel like I know nothing. I feel like I have a wealth of knowledge. Am I to that level yet where I can call myself an expert for me personally? No, not yet, but I'm faking it. I'm showing up here and pretending like I know even more than I actually do. Because I honestly know a lot. And in sharing my knowledge, I am beginning to accept that I have more knowledge than I realized. So practicing this courage, this kind of behavior, this habit, these habits, attitudes, this consistency, sticking with something, even as you feel like I'm faking it, practicing this courage, doing it intentionally, doing it consistently, it ends up being less about faking it and more about building that confidence in it. And then there's nothing left but the courage it takes to keep showing up. And even that gets easier, even if you then begin to lead yourself on purpose toward those edges of your new expanded comfort zone and into the next level and the next. This is why I absolutely love Fake It Till You Make It, because it has helped me to try things out I never thought I would try. Hello, podcast land, right? This has led me to take risks in work and in life that I might never have explored. And by, you know, just faking it, playing, I have actually made it to the level where I can show other people how playing at a different level, even in a new game than they're used to playing, it can pay off. When you struggle with confidence, what you really need is the courage to step through your fear and into action, even if it's small, even if you tell yourself it's not real. Because practice is the key. The way you practice ends up being the way you play. And if you can practice trying on that courage, pushing through your fears, pushing through the excuses, then you begin to embody the confidence that you need to get you playing at levels you've never imagined possible. And I would bet that person you pictured at the start of this episode, that really super confident person that you're like, oh, they're just so perfect, and I just wish I could be that, and I wish I could feel like I belonged with that kind of energy, that kind of, you know, presentation, attitude, behavior, whatever it is. I would bet that that person, that super confident person whose confidence you most covet, I bet that person still feels like they're just faking it some days too, or in some areas. But instead of letting their old story hold them back, what they do, they push through the fear and then they take action. They do what must be done so they can get to where they want to go. Now, if you're looking for help to get from fake it to make it, make sure you follow me. Make sure you connect with me online, sarahdeacon.com, mymartialartsncrafts.com. And I am Sarah Deacon Coach and My Martial Arts N Crafts on Instagram and Facebook. So connect with me if you're looking for more individual support or encouragement, anything I can offer you. I'm happy to do it. I'm happy that you are here. Thank you for making it through the episode with me. I hope that you have a lovely and joyful holiday season. It's going to be wild. We're heading into 2022, baby. All right. I'm looking forward to all the growth, all the amazing things that we, each of us, every one of us has in store for the next season, the winter holidays, and the 2022 year ahead. So thank you again for being here. Thank you to those of you who've been listening to all my episodes for the last year. I'm just sitting in deep, deep gratitude to each and every one of you. And I hope that you'll stick with me through what comes next.